عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الذي توحد بالعز والبقاء وقهر عباده بالموت والفناء، وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله الأوصياء. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون، أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. We go through 6 chapters and 6 phases in our life. This is our 3rd chapter. The first one is Alam al-Dhar, the spiritual abode. The second one is عالم الأرحام ونقر في الأرحام ما نشاء. It is our mother's womb. The third one is this current one, the physical abode, the earthly one. And the fourth one is about to happen. It did happen to so many before us, and we are on the waiting list. It could happen anytime. When we had the school closures on Tuesday, a young man of 17 years old went to school full of good promises. When the school was shut and he had to come back home, on his way he was struck with a vehicle and he was instantly killed. The reporter of LA Times says that his mother was behind him. She was screaming, "My son, my son." By the time she reached to him, he was dead. He was 17. So this is the fourth. The grave is the fourth abode. And the fifth one, يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين. That is our fifth station and fifth phase of our life. We have to stand before the Lord. Generations before us, generations who are going to succeed us, white, black, poor, rich, believers, non-believers, men and women, they're going to stand before Him. In a day that the Torah spoke about, the Gospel prophesied, and the Quran also mentioned many times, the Day of Judgment, the Day of Reckoning. And then the last one is the permanent one. We terminate in the 6th phase, in the 6th chapter and station. And it depends on what we do here. We have been told that people are going to be to go into 2 directions, depending on their own free will and a free choice, depending on their legacy here, their achievement in this physical earthly abode. And that is going to be the eternal. The average lifespan of a human being is 25,550 days. 25,550 days. This is the average lifespan. Today was one of them, and it ended. How many more days we have? We don't know. But the Quran teaches us that every day is a day of work. Every day is a day of struggle. Every day is a day of achievement. If we miss it, we're going to lose. The Holy Quran tells us that we can't afford missing even a single day out of these 25,000 days. The commander of the faithfuls, the model of the righteous, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wassalam, says, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ عَدَدُ أَيَّامٍ. O man, you've been composed and assembled of a number of days, a number of days. فَكُلُّ يَوْمٍ يَمْضِي فِيكَ يَمْضِي بِبَعْضِكَ. Every day that passes by, like today, is taking some part of you away with it. So we are on the decrease, not the increase. And we are heading to our final transition. And we have to be serious about this life. This life is an opportunity. America is called the land of opportunity. God calls this life, Hayatul Dunya, the life of opportunity. Some people come to America, they become successful. And some people come to America and they live for the rest of their life on Social Security. The same thing happens in this life. Some people enter this life and they make a fortune. A fortune of good deeds, righteous deeds. They invest for their next chapter. Others come to this life and they think, that's it. Life is nothing but this. They are very unfortunate. They don't make investment for their future. They become overwhelmed with the attractions of this life. And thus, their life comes to an end without having the time or the opportunity to invest for their future. Again, Amir al-Mu'mineen has a beautiful proverb. He says, "Ad-dunya suq." This life is like a marketplace. "Rabiha fiha qawmun wa khasira fiha qawmun akharun." A marketplace. Some people go in the morning, they make money, they come back home with money, with a profit. Others, they go into this market, they come back home with a loss. This is the example of this life. God created us, He sent us here to build the next one, to work for the next one. Fortunate are those who open their eyes and use their vision and find their way and invest for their future. And very unfortunate and badbacht are those who live here but they don't get to invest for the future. Again, Imam Ali says, do not accept with your life that you live here, don't accept less than paradise in the hereafter. It's a pity. It's a pity that we give this life here of 60, 70, 80 years for less than the paradise there. He says there is no price tag for your life except paradise. Except paradise. These sessions remind us of the reality and remind us that we are heading towards that direction and that we have to be vigilant. We have to wake up. We receive messages that we are not going to stay here for long. Allah says in Surah Al-Kahf, chapter 18, Al-Malu wal-Banun zinatul hayatid dunya. The ornament of this life is wealth, money, mal, and family, children. Those are the ornaments of this life. But the ornament of the next chapter, Wal-Baqiyatu al-Salihat. Al-Baqiyatu al-Salihat. Baqiyat means the endowments. Do not go away, do not perish. Salihat means virtuous, righteous. The virtuous endowments, real endowments, you don't lose them. They don't call you and tell you, you lost your investment, sorry about that. The bank crashed and you lost all your fortune. They don't. It is safe. It is safe. Al-Baqiyatu al-Salihat. We have to work for Baqiyatu al-Salihat. Every one of us should ask ourselves, what legacy I am leaving behind me after I leave? What legacy? How much service, how much help, how much contribution I have given to my community, to my society, to my country, to my nation? How much? Some people leave with evil legacy, like the shooters of San Bernardino, who lived in this country for 28 years. This country hosted them, embraced them, served them, protected them, gave them dignity that they could not find back home. But then, because they could not see the way, they were confused, they were lost, they were brainwashed by forces of evil. It's amazing how a man could be brainwashed by his wife who lived 20 years in Saudi Arabia, and she comes here to marry him, and within a short period of time she brainwashes him to the extent that he purchased guns and opens fire on the closest people to him. People who are like family and relatives. They had an opportunity to leave behind good legacy, Baqiyatu al-Salihat, but they chose otherwise. We should not do the same mistake. We are bridge builders, not destroyers. We are bridge builders. We are builders of comfort and peace and relief. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, خَيْرُكُمْ لِلنَّاسِ أَنْفَعُكُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The best among you is those of most service and dedication for nas, for their communities. So do you want to know who's the best in the community? The one who serves the community the most. That person is the best. He never said the one who memorizes the Quran. You know, this guy, Farooq, he memorized the Quran. He memorized the Quran. The Quran which is full of love and compassion and mercy. He memorized it. That's the Wahhabi mentality. That you memorize the book, but then you go against the book, the teachings of the book. If he had only heard what the Prophet says, خَيْرُكُمْ لِلنَّاسِ أَنْفَعَكُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The best among you, among mankind, is the one of the most service and dedication to mankind. That's the spirit of our religion. It's about service and dedication and protection. So my friends, we are heading towards a direction, and we have to be watchful and vigilant. One day, Harun, you know, Harun was a caliph, a corrupt caliph, the richest probably in the history of Islamic history, the richest, the most extravagant caliph was Harun. Harun, they call him Rashid. Rashid means mature, but he was not mature, he was immature. Harun al-Abbasi. Harun one day saw Buhlul. Buhlul was a man of wisdom, but he pretended to be naive and simple, but he was full of wisdom. Harun goft be Buhlul, Buhlul khayli zahid shudi tu in dunya. لباسی که پوشی خیلی لباس ارزون، غذا نمیخوری، خانه نداری، از دنیا خیلی دور شدی. چرا؟ بهلول رو کرد به هارون گفت که ولی حضرت عالی از من زاهدتر شدی، تو خیلی زاهدت بیشتره. گفت چطور؟ گفت انا زهدت فی دنیا فانیه و انت تزهد فی دنیا باقیه. من زاهد شدم در یه دنیایی که چند روز تموم میشه، زود گذر. تو زاهد شدی در یه دنیایی که باقی مانده است. تو زاهدت از من بیشتری اعلی حضرت. الله wants us to invest and choose the best investment plan. And he says dedicate this life. If you seek enjoyment in both, work here so you can enjoy the other one. Work for others. Working for others has an inner enjoyment. When you relieve others, when you help others, when you bring a smile to others. Today, my brothers and sisters, in America, we need good Muslims in America. We just do not need any Muslim, a good Muslim. A Muslim who adhere to his or her true teachings of this book, which is based on love for mankind. Ya ayyuha an-nasu inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu inna akramakum 'indallahi atqakum. O mankind, we created you, we made you into tribes, nations, different colors, different genders, different communities. So you get to know each other. You get to respect each other, not demonize each other. You have to respect each other. You have to appreciate. I said to the Attorney General, California's Attorney General, we had a meeting with her, very good woman, Kamala Harris, yesterday in her office. I said, I loved America because of religious diversity. Because the constitution of this country and the founding fathers of the United States of America, they welcomed and they respected all religions. Therefore, the negative rhetoric that we hear, and it came from Las Vegas 2 days ago, does not represent the true image and the true spirit of the United States of America. She said, this is right. You are right. The beauty of America is religious diversity. That all religions are protected. You cannot demean one religion. If you demean one religion, you have done damage to all religions. But it's the season of election. And the season of election, it means the season of cheating and lying and fabrication and nonsense. Unfortunately, America goes through this phase every 4 years for more than 1 year. People hear nothing but lies and fabrications. A person wants to be a president of the United States at the expense of 300 million, at the expense of truth and justice. So he speaks, he tells lies. He doesn't fear God. Not only he does not fear God, but he does not respect his own self. He knows what he's saying is not true. Three days ago, I saw something on television which was funny. Not only funny, but also worrying. Somewhere in Texas, a person who owns a gun shop, he took many pastors from various churches to teach them how to shoot. Pastors. He took them for a training, free of charge. Qurbatan ila shaytan, not qurbatan ila Allah. To teach them how to shoot. Imagine, the weapon of the pastor is wisdom and logic and his gospels. The revelation. This is his weapon. This is his strength. This is his capital, not a gun. Not a gun, he does not need a gun. A day a pastor or an imam carries a gun, that day is a dangerous day. If he has logic, why he needs a gun? Why? Even if someone wants to attack him, do you carry a gun? Do you make it even worse? Do you carry a gun into a church, a synagogue, a mosque? These are places of holiness, of worship, of meditation, of forgiveness, of civility. They are not places where you have to carry a gun. It worries me. The future of America worries me when I hear those people. Allah says, "Idfa billati hiya ahsan." Our Holy Quran says, use the best. Idfa. Repel evil with goodness. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Speak nice, speak humble with people. Christianity succeeded today because of the message of love. 2 weeks ago I told you I went to Saddleback Church to greet our good friend. He is evangelical, pastor. He's very good. He's very open-minded. Pastor Rick Warren. A man of wisdom, of aql, of farsightedness. I wish all pastors and even some imams to learn from him. Not just pastors. Some of our mashayikh and imams, they should learn open-mindedness and respect for all from this man. While I was going, leaving his office, going into the big chapel with thousands of people there, a young lady approached me. She said, "Are you Christian?" I said to her, "Do I look like Christian?" She said, "I am Iranian. I converted to Christianity." I could not say other than good for you. That's the only sentence I was able to say, good for you. And then I realized why should a person converse to Christianity? Christianity is a good religion. But why leaving Islam and going to Christianity? They took me on a tour of this campus, 40 acres. 120 acres, Saddleback Church. And then when I found the warmth there, the smile there, the welcoming spirit there, I understood why people leave the mosque and they go to the church. I understood why. Can we do the same, the Muslims? Can we change a spirit of anger and frowning and exclusion. This one Jahannam, this one Jahannam, this one death, this one Malk, this one this. Can we change it into the spirit of love and forgiveness? And God says about Prophet Muhammad, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Rahma, not niqma. It's not a curse. It's rahma. His love, His mercy, His beauty. He's a power, a magnet to pull people towards God. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Had you been harsh-hearted, arrogant, difficult, they would have fled. لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. This is exactly the wording of the Quran. Can we do this? Can Muslims adopt this? The spirit, the true spirit of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I hope we can do that. The day we can adopt this spirit, Islam becomes healthy and strong. And you can walk in the street proud of being a Muslim. And your daughter can go to the college and your son can go to the university feeling proud, feeling empowered. We have to change this. We have to look at our own selves, my friends. There is a problem. I said to the American audience, there is no problem with Islam. There is a problem with Muslims. Islam is a good religion. But not only Americans misunderstood Islam, Muslims themselves misunderstood the spirit, the genuine message of their own religion. Muslims. And one final word about the lady that we missed. Marhuma, Mrs. Manija Wahid Yasari, who comes from a very good background, very good upbringing, a good father, a good mother who raised good children, who worked very hard to produce good citizens, good members in the community. That's what we should learn. Teaching our children not to be arrogant, to be humble, to be helpful, to be of service and dedication and humility to people left and right. This is what Hassan Agha Yasai, I have not seen him, but always when I pass on the 605, and I did this just 2 days ago, and I said to my daughter, this is where the father of Ja'far Agha is buried. Let's recite Fatiha for him. He left this life, but he left behind a good legacy. And good legacy is not only buildings. Good legacy is sometimes good children, a good son, good daughter. Those are the best legacy. The hadith says, when we pass away, everyone has a share in our inheritance. The wife takes some. The children, the boys, the girls, sometimes parents they take if they are alive. God says, I also have a share. But God says, my share is not money. My share is your children. If you leave behind good children, this is my share. Are you with me? So if you leave behind a good son, a good daughter, this is the inheritance that God receives from you. This is His share. So try to leave good children. Try to work hard that your children are going to be a source of mercy for you after your death. خوش به حال این مادرها پدرهایی که فرزندان خوب صالح شایسته تربیت میکنن پرورش میدهن بعدن هم ما میریم دیگه این فرزندان میمونن کار خیر، کار نیکویی که انجام میدن یه قسمتش میاد به سمت ما She suffered a lot during the last several months But inshallah, this suffering and this pain is credited into her account, inshallah. Inshallah. It will be relief for her. It will be happiness for her now. Now she needs this capital now at the time of departure. She needs what she left behind. I'm proud of Mr. Jaafar Yassari. I know I should not say this in public in front of you. I don't like to say this, but I can't help it. What I say is not from a paper. I say from my heart. I say in what I believe in. A man of dedication. A man of dedication and help to people that he did not even see. He does not speak their language. He does not know them, but he helps them. In the winter, he brings them warmth. He purchases heaters for people that he did not see. They live in other continents. In the summer, he brings them cool weather. He's worried about them. He's worried about people who live 10,000 miles away from him. He says, I'm worried. The winter is coming. Let's do something for them. Let's send food for them. He's working for his akhirah. I should learn from him. I myself should learn from that. And sometimes one person in one family can save the whole family. Allah says, for the sake of this person, I am going to protect the whole family because they have a jewel among them. All family members are good, but definitely there is a jewel. May Allah bless the soul of your sister, Hajj Jaafar. And may Allah protect you, protect your brother Dr. Ismail and your sisters, the other sisters, your wife who is always standing with you, your in-laws, your extended family. And may Allah empower, protect, and watch over your son and your daughter in particular, inshallah. Inshallah. I have to conclude here. Tomorrow, I believe, is the funeral at 2 p.m. at El Toro. So whoever would love to get the thawab, inshallah, it's good that we participate, not just to get the thawab, but also to learn, to see, to experience. We go to the cemeteries and one day they carry us on their shoulders. This is life. This is life. There is no escape from that. We have to be prepared for that when they carry us on their shoulder. We have to prepare for these moments. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat. And I give condolences to her honorable husband, Abai Wahid, and her daughter, Hadia. Is she with us? And her son, Farzad. And to all her noble sisters that I know them, especially Hamida Khanum, may Allah protect you, Haj Khanum, and your sisters and your two brothers, and bless the soul of your parents, inshallah. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat, wal muslimina wal muslimat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat, tabi' Allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat. إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات إنك على كل شيء قدير وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات وإلى روح مرحومي خانم ماني جي بحيد ياساري الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.